definitely spelled LOL. And that's about zombies and the internet.
Sick.
But, you know, kind of interrelated.
Oh, can I keep on going?
Sure. This one is called Didn't Come Home Last Night. I didn't eat breakfast. We started filming our sitcom classroom unit like pretty much as soon as we woke up. It's been a very rich and creative day for us.
Damn, do you want some bubble gum or something? Or? I don't know if that will help.
It's an energy gum.
Nah, have you tried that though?
No, I hear it works though.
That shit hella works, dude. We're like, we're like half a pack, dude, that Rockstar energy gum. It's pretty fucked up. You should not be working.
It shouldn't work. But it
yeah,
does.
It does. It tastes it tastes pretty good too. It's that nice chemically taste, you
tastes
know.
So good, man.
I wake up. I drink five hour energies every morning. I get a whole day in. You know what I'm saying?
Man, fuck that shit, fool. I drink like 10 Red Bulls and then go take a nap. Fuck you.
Yeah. It's different for everybody, you know. Country man. Wait. You do what you do.
Scott, what do? Scott, what kind of beer do you, Scott? What kind of beer are you drinking tonight?
It's the Shrewsbury Red Chair. It's really hoppy, but it says on the side of the label, if you don't like hops, get this beer. But that's a fucking lie.
Damn, do you think they're being sarcastic and they're
trolling?
No, I don't think so. I think you're just wrong. It's seasonal though, so they're almost out of it, fortunately.
Good.
But other than that, I recommend Shrewsbury.
Fuck, where's that from? Where's Shrewsbury?
Oregon.
Fuck Oregon, dude. I'm tired of that shit. Everybody's always going to Oregon.
My cousin just moved there. Easy on the Portland.
So, coming up pretty soon, we're going to have you guys. So, next up, in a hot minute, we're going to have. Hold on.
Say what you guys want to do.
I'm Carrie and I'm with Claire and we're from the Inside Out Writing Project, so we're just going to talk about what we do here in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. It's all about writing projects. Everything else can shut the fuck up. Alright, we're gonna have one more song though.
Sure.
We're gonna fulfill our futures.
Destiny.
Right now.
It's called Destiny.
Careers are made tonight.
Destiny's Child.
You will remember the name No Jet Left and the name Tritonicon and go to the Blue Lagoon show by the end of this broadcast. You'll travel forward in time to go to the show. That's how much you want to go.
Hell
to
yeah.
To February 14th at 9 p.m. exactly.
At 9 p.m. February 14th, Blue Lagoon. Get harassed by some drunken bros.
Oh, no, that'll dude. That's good. Motive. That's motive.
Oh.
Yeah, come on. Mom, what
go easy on the blue. Go easy on the blue.
Sorry.
So you want to hear one more song?
Yeah, dude. That's why I asked. So yeah, I want to hear it.
Fucking okay. So all these songs I'm playing, except for the folk mashup, that's a YouTube thing. They're all gonna be on No Jet Left's first full length EP, LP, I should say. It's called Whippersnapper, and we're working on it right now. We're gonna have marathon recording sessions Valentine's Day weekend. But here's a sneak peek for those of you who don't know this one. It's called Don't Wake Up. YouTube audio in my headphones.
Yeah, I'm fucking. Just keep on playing. I'm fucking with
something. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know it was intentional. I'll just keep going from there. Yeah, one, two, three, four.
Told her I was feeling lost, and yet I didn't know why. She said, no need to feel that way. Just look into my eyes. And we did, but not for long. Because we closed them very soon. Thank you.
Fuck yeah.
Thanks again.
Yeah, definitely. Do you have a website you want
to
plug?
Yeah, you can go to our MySpace, myspace.com/nojetleft. We got a Facebook page. We're working on the domain thing, but in the meantime, yeah, you can hear some of our tunes there.
Sick.
Stay updated on the album as it's getting ready.
Hell yeah. I also wanted to plug Triptonicon's website. You can get a free album, Toxicana Turnpike, at Triptonicon. Let me just spell it out. So it's TRIPTONIKHAN.bandcamp.com. So peep that
fuck
shit.
Fuck yeah, Bandcamp.
Valentine's Day, February 14th at the Blue Lagoon at 9 p.m. And yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for having us, man.
Let's come back and do it again real soon.
Hell yeah. That shit was hella clean you were playing earlier, dude. That shit was ridiculous. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, maybe next time we could maybe even do a live performance with both of us.
Damn.
That's what we're gonna do on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, on Valentine's Day I'll be playing some guest guitar for Scott's set, so you can look forward to that.
Damn, that's sick. Yeah. Fuck.
It's gonna be fun as fuck.
Hell yeah.
Be there. Be day.
If you aren't 21, get a fake ID. This is pirate radio, so I can fucking say that.
I don't care if your birthday is 2 months from now, dude. Get your fucking fake together. Get going.
On that note, play some The Pack featuring Too Short, Dumb Diddy Dumb. This is for all the kids out there.
Peace.
Yes. Shit. Stunner. The Pack. Yes. Yes.
Get it rockin'.
Get it rockin'.
Get it rockin' in this bitch.
Stunner. Shit. I'm a B-Town boy. Heard niggas wanna play, so I'm gripping on my toy. And all you can't find is the Toys R Us. Never keep it on safety, so it stay on bus. Cause only niggas round here, man, I just don't trust. Yeah, South Berkeley, where I lay my head at. With real niggas from the block come and make bread at. And it's a fact, your boy's a Mac. Young stunner in the club, a nigga don't know how to act. I tell her, break your back, make it shake and clap. Put it on my lap, yeah, shake it, crack. Get your motherfucking melon bus, thinking you can fuck with us. Gorilla pep, slapping so hard for mama. And I'm off grips, give me high like the Goodyear blimp. And I'm the best if you want me to vent. And if you say the name, keep his last name, then you sweat, nigga.
Dum diddy dum dum ba 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 ba. Dum diddy dum dum ba 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 ba. Dum diddy dum dum ba 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 ba. Dum diddy dum dum ba 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 ba. Dum diddy dum dum ba 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 ba. Dum diddy dum dum ba 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 ba. Dum diddy dum dum ba 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 ba. Dum diddy dum dum ba 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 ba.
All on a bitch, big game, and I broke it. Sign for a meal, get a scraper and a yoker. Bird City 5 on some nights, different colors. Wolfpack, man, we all brothers from another. It's the same four niggas, and we still coming clean. Stupid like Mac Dre, yeah, that I mean. I'm a boss tycoon when it come to this shit. And I'm eating at you niggas like flyzy shit. Got a big booty bitch, and you know she humped over. Rolling through the bitch like a fucking Range Rover. Why niggas hate on me and my Wolfpack click? Cause we stick together, and on the mic we sit. They say birds never feel the flock together. So this Wolfpack click gon' be here forever. I go to B-Hop, but all the bitches get one. If you a broke ass bitch, then you know you gotta go ahead.
Dum diddy dum dum ba 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 ba. Dum diddy dum dum ba 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 ba. Dum diddy dum dum ba 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 ba. Dum diddy dum dum ba 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 ba.
These little niggas crazy as fuck. Like a pack of wild dogs, they'll raise you up. Get up out of here, bitch, with your lazy butt. Make some money so I can keep blazing up. I'm the big bad wolf girl, but I won't eat you. Act like a drum machine, then I'm gonna beat you. Yeah, like young L on the beat. Whooping so loud, give him hell on the street. Pull a little bitch up out the club. She said, pull your little dick out, we bout to fuck. Pull a big dick out, she said, what is this? Your name is Too Short, why you so fucking big, bitch? Why your pussy so little? You want me to go down and eat your vittles?
What?
And you know how I'm macking, keep being stupid, and I'ma start acting.
Dum diddy dum dum ba 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 ba. Dum diddy dum dum ba 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 ba. Dum diddy dum dum ba 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 ba. Dum diddy dum dum ba 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 ba.
Just can't stop the feelings. Don't seem to go away. So if I hurt your feelings, don't blame it on me. I just can't stop the feeling.
Nothing else to say.
And now the hell to stay. So if I hurt your feelings,
take it the wrong way.
La 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 la
Okay. Now, so now you guys are talking on the air now.
This hello.
Hi.
So, yeah, do y'all want to introduce yourselves again?
Okay. I'm Carrie Keith. And
I'm Claire Williams.
And we're here on behalf of talking about the Inside Out Writing Project, which is a community organization which leads creative writing workshops in the Santa Cruz County Jail.
Sick. Cool. Can you tell me more about the project?
Sure. I mean, we go into the jail once a week, and we do a. There's two jail facilities here. One is Main, which is minimum and, or it's medium and maximum security, and then Blaine is minimum security. So we do one men's workshop, one woman's workshop in Main, and then we do a Blaine workshop as well. But we don't really have the manpower or woman power to do all the workshops right now, so we it has to fit around our schedules too.
Sick. What do the workshops consist of? And if y'all could talk like right into the mic.
We bring in pretty much whatever we want: poetry, prose, sometimes a few argumentative papers, artwork. And and read them together, and then chat about them, and just chat in general, and and then do some writing and share it. And we're really hoping right now to get the women in jail to have a piece that they're ready to publish with by the end of this year. So.
And we do publish a zine, probably like 3 or 4 times a year, and that way. It kind of offers a space of publication, but we're looking to have like that sort of editing process and sort of like more attention to one piece, because right now they're writing a piece immediately and then turn it into us, and then we're typing it up and giving it back to them, and it's kind of a said and done deal, and there's not that like reflection that we'd like to emphasize. So
Like, you mean reflection on their own work by the people in the prisons?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha.
And it's a jail, because like we don't go into prisons. We pretty much focus specifically on Santa Cruz County Jail.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
What are the differentiations in that, for people who don't know, like between jails and prisons?
Yeah. Jails is typically a very like minor offense, or kind of like a prelude while a trial's going on before prison.
Yeah.
If they're going to be sent there.
Yeah. And usually for more serious crimes, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Cool shit. What is the history of the project?
It started in 2002 by one graduate student. Her name is Sadie Reynolds, and she's still active in the program, but she really leads it up to kind of like the body of people that are working on it right now. And it was like her dissertation, and she started it all alone and did it alone until 2004 or 2005, and then she started recruiting more people. And it wasn't strictly students. It was also community members, formerly incarcerated persons. And then it kind of just was all student-led. I mean, we're technically organized through the campus because we're organized through the Campus Women's Center, but we are not exclusive to students.
Yeah. Sick. If somebody wanted to get involved in the project, where can they go?
They could send us an email at insideoutwp@gmail.com.
Oh, that's so cool. Gmail? Gmail's where it's at.
Love Gmail.
Do y'all know you can make phone calls from your Gmail account?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. When I lost my cell phone, I was doing that all day long, for no reason. I was just calling people from Gmail.
That's so bizarre. I know someone who lives out a place that doesn't have any like phone reception. She used to call me like strictly through like Google. It'd be the weirdest thing. She would like, I don't know, I would like text her and then she'd type back. It was really weird.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
All right. What does this project mean to both of y'all?
Let's see. To me, it's a really great way to just like put myself in a space where I, you know, people don't go voluntarily, and I think it's it's a really awesome opportunity to bridge the gap between folks on the inside in the facility and on the outside, and that it reestablishes like connections of humanness that are deteriorating when you're in jail. And also, I love writing, and I love the opportunity to write every week and to talk about writing. I get really excited about it. Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah. I mean, I double that, everything. And especially emphasizing that, like, first and foremost, I really see it as, like, some sort of, like, grassroots organization that's going to focus on writing and focus on the empowerment of writing. And then also give voice to an invisible population.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I think typical preconception about inmates or incarcerated persons is that it's this like invisible population that is undergoing some sort of punitive system. So it's undergoing some sort of like already outcasted or abjected positionality, and therefore like it, yeah, like Claire was saying, it like falters on this humanness connection, and then what it means to be like, what it means to be subjected, really, because it's a subjected population. And then, so I just think it's, I mean, I have a lot of theories around like prison abolition, and I think it's just a way to work with the Santa Cruz community for something that's achieving a larger goal ultimately.
And one other thing that it means to us is we hope to like open conversations about prison abolition and the PIC on campus and in the community through the group as well. So also really excited about that.
Sick. What is the PIC?
Prison Industrial Complex.
All right.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to call in and talk to these fine folks about their project, you can call in at 831-427-3772. I think also the idea about like people being in jail is the assumption that they're automatically guilty of whatever has happened and that you receive whatever sort of punishment that is, and there's very little understanding about what being in jail means.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people haven't been there, or even if you go inside, it's not like you know, when you get a tour or like what they show you is how it is to be inside of there.
Mm-hmm.
And even though more and more people are going to jail, I'm sure y'all heard this statistics.
Yeah.
As of what was it last year, right, is 1 in every 100 people is either in jail or on probation in the U.S.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
So that's pretty fucking big. That's pretty fucking
that's
ridiculous.
That's huge.
Yeah.
So, and I think we have the highest percentage of our population of any country in the world, and also the highest in numbers of people in jail.
Yeah.
In the entire world, more than any other country combined, to my understanding.
Oh wow.
That's right. Yeah. America, yeah.
It's America. Freedom isn't free, right? You know, when I was in Santa Cruz City Jail, it was, I mean, there's people there are just sort of left there and don't even know why they're there half the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you wake up and you're in jail. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people that have mental illnesses, there was a lot of people who were there who had like a bipolar episode because they couldn't afford their medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And they just wake up in solitary confinement and are very unaware of what they're being charged with or what's going on or what even their crime was.
Right.
I knew someone who was in there for 9 months.
Wow.
And he had just found out what had happened or what he had been like accused of.
Yeah.
And he had really no idea.
Right.
You know, and it would have been sick if, I mean, I'm sure the project was going on, but you know, like to offer these resources for people to like work through this. Because you could think in all of our daily lives how like trying to work through our life through fucking writing and poetry and mm-hmm. like just all this kind of stuff, how it helps us with our everyday problems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how much it can help somebody who's going through some really fucked up shit. Like mm-hmm. probably some of the most fucked up shit that anybody ever has to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's really cool y'all are doing that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And it's something too that's like, I mean, because like what you just said was like jarring, right? The fact that like someone, kind of like the situation you were going through, that someone can just get picked up, not really know why. And then also this sort of like the fact that recidivism becomes like a very like complacent place to be. And so like, I mean, we're trying to challenge that. We're trying to offer a space where people, because the other resources that are in the jail are like NA, AA, and a lot of church groups.
Yeah.
So that's another thing, is then that becomes somewhat denominational. And we're trying to just be kind of like an all-inclusive group to just come chat, really, to mm-hmm. come talk and like speak what's on your mind, and then to do that through writing.
Yeah. You want to talk about what recidivism is?
Sure. Yeah, recidivism is just a term that means like a repeated act of returning. So it's going back into jail, and it's kind of like this cycle that when you get out of jail, you falter and quickly go back, and it's it kind of accounts for why so many people are incarcerated. It accounts for, and it mostly accounts for why I view prisons as failing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know what the exact percentage, I don't know what the exact percentage is on that, but it's way higher than it should be, the percentage of recidivism for America. Yeah.
Yeah. And it seems when I went there, I mean, and in jail in general, even if you go in there as a quote unquote normal person, when you're there for a long time, a lot of people in there have serious mental illnesses that they are not being helped with or treated for. And also living there is a really fucked up, like, traumatizing place. So everyone in there is behaving in a really, what's the word? Like a, I don't know how to explain it, but basically you're in emergency mode in your life, mm-hmm. because you're dealing with the really intense situations. So by the time you get out of there, you know how many years later, that's how you're going to react to people and deal with the world, is in a really hard way. In a really, a way that's very, like, dangerous and crazy, because you had to deal with that living there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being beaten at any random time by wardens and, like, all this crazy shit. And so I think that's part of the recidivism, too, is that mm-hmm. you get out, now you're socializing as a person who has mental illnesses or who was drug addicted, because that's who you're in there with and that's how you're treated. Mm-hmm. And how you're treated in there just amplifies those problems.
Right. Definitely. And a lot of the women have told me, too, that, like, from other counties they've been to or from actual prison, that the Santa Cruz County Jail is a lot lax, right? So yeah. It's a different system than they're used to, but it's still, and so that, you know, that becomes like a justification, but it's still the fact that it is incarceration. It's still mm-hmm. the fact that it is cells. It's still the fact that it is confinement, right? So yeah. It's that in itself is a major problem, you know?
Yeah. Definitely. I like, certainly, like, every person's experience with jail or prison is totally different and unique, but it seems that, like, nothing in when being, spending time in jail, spending months, and getting up and, like, having a schedule like that, nothing like that gives you skills for how to re-enter into being out of the facility. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I was going to ask y'all, how did each of you get involved in this project?
Well, I was involved in it first. I think I'm the longest running member of the group right now. And I actually heard it through Claire, whose brother had heard of the group, so I'd heard of it before I even came to UCSC, and I'd always been interested in it. It was something that combined interest of politics and interest of writing, and I just saw a flyer and applied, really, and then was accepted, so it was a quick process for me.
And my brother had recommended it to me as just like the most radical creative writing group on campus, and I took for any banana slugs out there, I highly recommend a class taught through Kesey College with Stuart Cooper called Prison Narratives, which I took and really awakened my consciousness regarding the prison industrial complex and the prisoner population in America and the world, and that spurred me to finally apply spring of last year, and yeah.
Sick. What is, when y'all do this project with people, what is considered a positive outcome? Or what do y'all feel is successful in this project?
I think anyone who comes to the workshop is a positive outcome. Because that's coming to a space that we're trying to offer. And that's all we can hope for. A lot of the members in the past and currently have, like, kept in touch with people after they've gotten out. And, I mean, that's always nice, right? To just kind of, like, check in with people, how they're doing. And I mean, I think we have to be really realistic in that, like, okay, our creative writing program is probably not going to really reduce recidivism rates. You know, it's not really going to, it's not really getting down to the root of the problem, which is why prisons exist at all. So, I think that, like, really just the girls that show up and the men that show up, we just appreciate that. Like, that's the positive outcome.
Yeah, definitely. And I think also in any events that we organize in the community or on campus, it's a positive outcome when anybody attends any of those.
And maybe more so, right? Yeah. Because that's where we're really like raising a sort of consciousness for people who should be aware of their privilege.
Yeah, but yeah, getting to build relationships with these humans is definitely a positive outcome for me. Yeah.
What kind of feedback have y'all gotten from people who are participating in the project?
They're very thankful at the end. Like every day, they're kind of like, "Oh, you know, thanks for coming in." And we try and always bring like a ton of paper and just supplies they can have. And they really like when we print the zines. Like that's always nice because. I don't know, that's more like a published version of their writing, and we try and make it look professional, and we try and make it look nice, and we put a lot of effort into it, and so that's appreciated, and generally people have really liked it, and we always try and be really like free in the workshop and ask like, what do you want us to bring in, or you know, and we try and bring in music, but logistically sometimes it gets hard because we're not put in the room that has like a DVD player, like so. There's limited resources, but...
yeah. How far do y'all think this can go as a social justice program? Or as a sort of, you know, thing to work on? Like, what is the ultimate aims and goals? Or where would you like to see this? Or what would be the, like, perfect place that this can go? If everything went fine and, like, you were allowed to do whatever you wanted to.
I'd say we'd be packing the room in the jail every week and, you know, just like, wow, guess we need more space. I don't know what we do then, but, that we would, you know, awaken a critical mass of consciousness of people who are conscious about the prison industrial complex and its effects and wanted to get involved in, thinking about stopping it.
Yeah. And I mean, ultimately, like, nothing stopping us. Like, I would say that we would expand, and we'd expand to other jails, we'd expand to prisons, and we'd have this be a really like large program. But then also, we would coordinate with other organizations like Critical Resistance, probably large like national bodies that we can cooperate with and organize with, and ultimately seek, in my opinion, to. And the current prison system, and all.
Yeah.
So, given what you all have said, what sort of revolutionary potential do you think that this project has? Like, I'm assuming y'all sort of like have like understandings of these kinds of things. Like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, what is the ultimate? Like, what's the farthest that this can go? Towards a revolutionary potential to like try to push people to think differently about the way that things are going or to spark something bigger. Like you're saying, like getting a critical resistance of people involved, but for a lot of different people, that means different things.
Right.
You know, for some people, a critical resistance of people being involved just means like a lot of people doing a lot of writing.
Right. Yeah. I think for like this specific organization, for Inside Out Writing Project, kind of the ultimate goal is to get the written work and written stories out from the jail and out from the campus and build community solidarity and at large solidarity amongst kind of larger populations. I think that Inside Out Writing Project, what we specifically do, because we're very grassroots, because we're very community oriented, and we're not very large, really, that the most we can do is like really stick to like building solidarity, building a lot of works coming out.
Sick. Do you have?
I second that definitely. Can you repeat the question there?
How far do you think that this can go for sort of revolutionary movement or project? And what do you think is the revolutionary potential for this to, in looking at something in a bigger picture
definitely.
Framework? Or how far can this go, you know?
So, as I said before, like, ideally, it would be huge, right? Even as a self-defined prison abolitionist that's, like, trying to create conversations with folks all over campus, our space and time as a group is only so big, and certainly we only have another year and quarter here, and yeah, hopefully we can get the seeds going with enough other people before we leave, that they'll keep it getting bigger. But yeah, for right now, I'll just echo what Carrie said. Yeah.
Cool shit. So I'm gonna ask you guys this in Spanish and see.
And I'll do my best.
Okay.
But I. Yeah.
Okay. ¿Puedes decir el nombre del grupo otra vez?
Entonces es Fuera y Entre Proyecto de Escribiendo. No sé.
Sí. Adentro y afuera.
Adentro y afuera.
Proyecto para los cárceles. ¿Y qué tipo de programa es otra vez? Como un poquito nada más. ¿Lo que hacen?
Sí, nosotros nos vamos al cárcel de Santa Cruz para trabajar con los humanos allá. Y nosotros escribamos creativamente, y también estamos tratando de crear un espacio para discutir los carceles y qué debemos hacer con los.
Si estás en la cárcel, ¿cómo podemos contactar a ustedes? Como si ya estás en el cárcel, ¿qué puedes hacer?
Entonces, puedes escribir una letra a nosotros, a la Centro de Mujeres, a UCSC, 1165 High Street, Inside Out, or IOWP.
Ok, es 1155 High Street, ¿verdad?
Sí.
¿Y el Centro de Mujeres?
Sí.
¿UCSC?
Uh-huh.
Ok.
95060.
Ok. Yeah. ¿Y puedes decir el email otra vez?
Sí, email es iowp@gmail.com
Yeah. Sí, entonces si estás afuera y quieres estar envolvido en el programa, puedes mandar ahí ese email. Y si estás en la cárcel ya, o si sabes que hay un buena chance, puedes poner eso en tu mente, que puedes escribir una carta para hacer eso. And what's just in English, so we didn't say it in English, like if you're already in jail or if you are, you know, sort of, I mean, I'm one of those people who is constantly in fear of going to jail and or has constant police interaction, so I kind of have to like put that in my head. But in English, what can you mail if you're already in jail? What can you do to get involved in the project?
If you're in jail, you can go to the meetings. If you're, yeah, you basically go to the workshops. If you recently just got out, you can contact us and apply to be part of the group.
Cool. Yeah, I guess I was just wondering because, I mean, when I was in the city jail, like, nobody handed me a worksheet and was like, hey, here's when the meetings are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they just, like, announce that when it happens or how it goes about.
Well, and we can only see so many units. So it kind of depends. Like, right now, we only see two units. Mm-hmm. And then Blaine Street. And so, like, that's what's harder, too, is, like, you know, we don't have enough manpower to be able to, well, can we see, because there's multiple units, there's tons of units there.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, with women, it's a little bit easier because there's two women units. And sometimes, like last year, there was one. So that was easier. And that was like, okay, I feel like we're all inclusive, but we're not given the jail doesn't give us the time for more than however many slots. Gotcha. So that's kind of why.
Damn. Again, y'all can call 831-427-3772 if y'all want to talk about the project. Yeah, that's pretty raw shit.
Yeah. Thank y'all for doing this. I really appreciate it. It's really cool that y'all do this project. How many volunteers are involved in total, you think?
In total? Well, right now we have 5 active members, and we also just kind of like organize with other groups. So
cool.
Whatever, kind of like catering to what event we're planning, we organize with our groups. But there's 5 interns.
Hmm. And speaking of events, March 1st will be at the Latin Nelson Community
March
Center.
March 4th. From 3 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, with Friends Outside. And it's going to be a cool art show with artwork from prisoners. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's pretty clean. What time?
3 to 7.
3 to 7.
Friday, March 4th.
Sick, at the Loudon Nelson Community Center.
Yeah.
All right, that's pretty clean. Is there a charge to get in?
No, it's free.
No? Dope. Mm-hmm. That's clean as fuck.
Yeah.
What are your names again?
I'm Carrie, Keith.
And Claire Williams.
Sick. Is this your list of shout outs?
Yeah, yes. we've got some shout outs from our attendees here. Let's see, anybody listening this is from Connie Martinez. Shout out to Frank Avila, Anthony Tavera, Dora Osorina, and family in Watsonville.
And Ryan Poplin wants to give a shout out to Molokai, Ryan, and the girls. Mary Warren wants to give a shout out to Jean Marie. And Spider wants to give a shout out to all the street kids in Santa Cruz. And H Unit wants to give a shout out to H Unit. And then I'll also double that. G and J were also giving shout outs to, and Blaine Street Women. So.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to everybody who's been in jail, all the incarcerated brothers, everybody who's out on parole and probation, everyone who has to go to court tomorrow morning. Oh, wait, tomorrow Sunday, never mind. But, everyone who's catching a case and has to deal with that and, you know, is busy. You know, everyone fight your cases, because I've gotten arrested and ticketed at least 10 times in every single Bay Area county and beaten all my cases except for one. So, you know, you can do it. You can do it. Most of the time they'll throw it out depending on what it is if the cop doesn't show up. So, yeah, I encourage everyone to fight your cases, figure out your rights, find out your laws, even if they do try to fuck you over anyway. All you can do is fight for it. And y'all listen to Freak Radio, 101.1 FM, Misdemeanor Music, and freakradio.org if you can listen online, 9 to midnight, every Saturday nights. Let's jam for a hot minute, and then we'll get back to this. Maybe we'll spit some poetry from Lamia Abul-Jamal book, Death Blossoms. I read that shit in high school. What? I remember finding it in my Catholic school's library. I was just like, oh shit, this is so raw. Let's listen to some Ninth Wonder beats for a second. Thank you.
Alright, get ready. I'm about to play the Chase and Status Eastern Jam and fuck it up real quick. This is my attempts at mixing songs. This next one, hold on, wait.
No, wait,
that's not the one. Oh my god, this is horrible.
Oh my god,
I'm sorry. This is embarrassing. That's not what I wanted. I'll play that. Here. Never mind, pretend I didn't do it.
Yeah. One world exclusive, yeah. I don't know if this is a world exclusive because there's a couple other bands who've got it. This shit is fire. Every time I play this in a dance, it goes off proper. Right, who's ready? Light it up. If you've got a lighter in your pocket, raise it up right now. Don't watch the light. If you're sitting in your bedroom or you're driving your car, push up your lighter, push it out the window. I want to see it light up, flash it like you're a 5-0. I want you to clear traffic with that lighter. Who's ready? B-I-P. You having a laugh, mate? Wheel up that from the edge. Anti Jim, what's going on? Big up my brother.
Start doing it. The future is now. Arm Your Desires. This is for you. You right now who are listening. This is just for you, baby. Do you feel that? That's magic. Okay. So, yeah, we're going to start reading some of our favorite poems. Yeah, y'all want to say where you're going to be spitting from real quick?
This is one of the poems that we published in our latest zine. It's Lime Green, and you might see it around town or on campus at Sub Rosa or anywhere you might be. And I'm going to read a poem called I Am From by Ryan, and we wish that we had it for you in their voices, but Jill does not allow us to bring in recording materials, sadly. Yeah, so we'll do our best to imitate them. I am from the Six Nations, Algonquian, Susquehannock, muddy river of a Pennsylvania summer, ancestral memories stored in my DNA, tasty cakes, beer cheese, and vegetarian hoagies, a snowflake fallen on a warrior, a sharp blade gliding on armory ice. I'm from morning glories, early summer discoveries, my grandparents' garden, my mother's womb, my beautiful mother, Libet III father. I am from my other mother, the earth mother. I am from the stars, the grandmother sky. I am from the sun, the east. Yet I've faced and experienced all directions, north, south, and west. I am from a blessing. I am from love. Again, that's Ryan Pease writing.
Yeah, and I'm going to read one by Spider, and it's also in the zine. It's called Mistakes. They say everyone makes mistakes, but do they really make them as bad, as hard as mine? I make mistakes all the time, and I even end up doing time for the most part of my life. Does that happen to everyone, or just dumb ones? I keep doing time behind locked doors and brick walls so much that I should just call this place my home, where the staff here knows me by my nickname. Come on, can you believe this shit? This isn't the way I had set my life out to be. Yet here I am every year. I'm getting older, and it doesn't stop me from doing it again, sober or not. I'm just another convict stuck in it for life. Every time I come close to getting free, I set myself up with all these great plans, and I tell myself all the things I'm gonna do. Yet once my foot hits the sidewalk, my head tells me, oh, that time wasn't shit. And I slip right back in the game, just like that, with a snap. I'm in the game before the next day even starts. Can you believe that? This shit happens to me over and over. I sometimes wonder if this ride ever has a stop where I can finally get off. Or am I forced to face the fact that maybe this is my life? This is what I'm good at. All I know. This is what my destiny is. I hope not. That it ain't. Or I'm going to grab the next switchblade and cut the dark side of this sick, twisted game. That's got me all trapped inside. I need to find a way. A golden ticket wrapper that will save my life and self from the depths of this hell. I need help. I need to break down these chains that has gotten me tied down. Show me a way to break away, and I will fight harder and keep myself sane. I will try harder to learn the right way towards these steps. I need to make my life grow into a better place. Can you hear my pleas? I have figured out the maze, and I'm done running away from the race. I'm tired of being stuck with no luck. I'm going to dig my way out of this rut and make a new change that will make my life a better place. And again, that was Mistakes by Spider. And then I have another real short one by Spider. Okay, and this one's just humorous. This kitty cat doesn't want your doggy bone, so fly away like the fly you be the dog you are, and bark up another tree. Move on to the next ass around, because I've taken your ass to the pound. Plain and simple, you're a dog out to play, so go eat your kibbles and bits and stay away.
All right. It's all good. All right, I'm gonna read this from Mumia Abdul-Jamal's book Death Blossoms. I remember reading this shit in the Monroe Catholic Library. For everybody out in the East Bay who's listening, it's probably no one, but that's fine. So this one's called Politics. People say they don't care about politics. They're not involved and don't want to get involved, but they are. Their involvement just masquerades as indifference or inattention. It is the silent acquiescence of the millions that supports the system. When you don't oppose the system, your silence becomes approval, for it does nothing to interrupt the system. People use all sorts of excuses for their indifference. They even appeal to God as a shorthand route for supporting the status quo. They talk about law and order. But look at the system. Look at the present social order of society. Do you see God? Do you see law and order? There's nothing but disorder, and instead of law, there's only the illusion of security. It is an illusion because it's built on a long history of injustice, racism, criminality, and the enslavement and genocide of millions. Many people say it's insane to resist the system, but actually it's insane not to.
Never mind, I don't want to read this one. Yeah, and also want to let people know that I know there's a lot of people listening and a lot of people who go to the UC who haven't really experienced the criminal justice system, or at least what the worst that it has to offer. And even I can say, when I've been to jail a couple times, that, you know, me seeing people getting beaten in jail and seeing people being tortured and not being fed and not being allowed my phone calls is not the worst that can happen. And I was privileged in what I experienced, because there's a lot of people who suffer a lot of worse shit when they go through that. And if you're going to talk shit on people who are in jail or pretend like they deserve whatever they get, regardless if that means torture, beatings, or death, for something as petty as being accused of stealing something that might not even be the case, then fuck you, because you have no idea what you're talking about. You don't know what it's like to go through this. You don't know what's going on, and you're never going to experience what's going to happen. And that allows you to just talk shit on it and benefit from it. And you're benefiting from it right now, because you're not in jail right now. And there's a reason why you walk down Pacific Avenue and it looks very nice out, and there's people who aren't allowed to beg, and there's people who aren't allowed to sleep anywhere, and everything costs so fucking much. There's a reason for that. Yeah. Let's talk about the things we're going to talk about.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we mostly just kind of wanted to bring that, the idea of prison abolition, and then what it means, to define it for you, and to kind of go into some of the intricacies of its matter. And then I guess to preface it with that, because we're going to be speaking about a theory and something that has not actually developed into practice, that there's inevitably going to be generalizations, but understand just kind of like the discourse we're speaking in, that we're talking about theory, not necessarily every individual case.
Yeah.
I mean,
So, yeah, I think when I talk to folks about prison abolition, a lot of times the first thing they'll bring up to me is, okay, yeah, but what about people that are evil and have committed evil deeds? And
wait, do you want to define prison abolition?
okay, a good place to start. So, prison abolition is, yeah, just kind of what it sounds like, that prisons are not useful to society, that they're not doing their job in being a humane treatment for folks that
justice.
Have
justice.
Yeah, for justice, and that we should do away with them and seek new manners.
Right, and it I mean, the term abolition, it's no coincidence that it's the same term used to fight slavery, right? So it's this idea of, like, already we're encompassing the idea of enslavement in just the language of prison abolition.
Mm-hmm.
So we already have, like, the idea planted that, like, prison is another system of enslavement.
Mm-hmm. And just to back that up, we've got the 13th Amendment telling us that there shall be no slavery except for penal slavery. And then we have more than 80% of our prison population being people of color.
Right.
And doing low wage and no wage labor.
Right. So, I mean, abolition is the idea that we're going to abolish and we're just going to do away with prisons because it's failed. Because of the fact that there's this repeated recidivism, as we talked about earlier, this repeated going in and, like, getting caught in the system, and how a system may target certain people and not others, how laws target certain people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the idea. That's what prison abolition is to do away with prisons, in essence.
Yeah, so I tell people that I believe that that's what we should be doing, and they'll say to me, like, yeah, well, you know, what if somebody raped and murdered your mom? What about that? And shouldn't they be locked up for life? And I think, first of all, it's important to realize that the humongous majority of people incarcerated right now are not in jail for violent crimes. They're there for drugs or for tons of things that they that is a much, much smaller thing. And I personally have trouble with the dichotomy of an innocent person versus a guilty person, and that we can label somebody as innocent and they should be free, and someone else is